Today's daf is Erev and Daf Kuf Beis. Zakt the Mishnah, working with the rule that ain't shvus b'migdash, that he assumes Rabbanan don't apply in the base of Migdash. The Mishnah records a machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehud about which types of door bolts can be used in and out of the base of Migdash. Machlokas, as elaborated in the Braisa, is Tanakam holds that if the bolt is kosher v'talui, it's tied to and hanging from the door and dragging on the ground, it's also midrabbanan outside of the Migdash and mutter in the Migdash. Rabbi Yehud says that such a bolt is totally mutter, only a bolt that's completely detached. Attached is aser. Amr Vidam Rishmol, Halacha Krabi Yehuda bin Nigra. We pass on like Krabi Yehuda that a Nigra or a kosher, a bolt that is tied and dragging on the ground, is totally motor, so long as it is either tied directly to the door or it is tied to the doorpost in a way that it can be lifted by the string that attaches it. However, unlike Krabi Yehuda, we hold that if it's totally detached, it is aser midaraisa and therefore even aser b'migdash. Rabbi Avi holds that any bolt attached with a reed is considered to be completely unattached because reeds are extremely weak. The Gemara raises two shailas about using bolts. Nikmaz mahu, what is the halacha when it's pressed into the ground? Even though the Tanakama holds mutter, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser because mechzi kebone, resembles building. Second, aslo beisyad mahu, if you made a handle on it, is it mutter? The Gemara concludes, aslo beisyad, mutter, it is permissible. The Gemara then tells two stories about the muksa status of heavy things that are used to keep doors securely closed, one with a beam, the other with a mortar, and both can be moved on Shabbos because Torah's kliyaleh, they are each considered a kli. The Gemara teaches five halachos about temporary structures on Shabbos. First, if arches over a boat are either a tefach wide or within three tefachim of each other, it's mutter to spread a cloth over them because it is only adding to an existing ohel. Second, and similarly, if a canopy that protects animals from the sun is open one tefach, it's mutter to open it fully because it's only adding to an existing ohel. Third, a curtain by a doorway can be put up and taken down on Shabbos. Fourth, a kilas chasanim, a canopy over a bed, can be put up provided that within three tefachim of its highest point, it's less than a tefach wide, and that each side only angles out less than a tefach from the center, because shipui olim kolim done with the angled sides are considered like an ohel. Finally, we initially thought that the braisa that doesn't allow wearing a wide-brimmed hat is motivated by concerns of making an ohel, but the Gemara's maskana is that the concern is that if it's loose-fitting, it may fall off, and the person will carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. At least that's how Rashi understands it. Zakt the Mishnah, Machzir and Sira Taknav and Migdash Avalob and Medina Ve'elyon Kan V'Kan Osir. Since replacing a lower pivot is only Osir Midrabanan out of a concern that he will hammer it in, we can do it in the Migdash, but replacing an upper pivot, which makes the door functional, is Osir Midaraisa, and therefore Osir even in the Migdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Elyon B'Migdash V'Atachton B'Medina. Rabbi Yehuda holds the upper pivot is Asa Midrabanan, and therefore it's Mutter in the Migdash. The lower pivot is Mutter, and even Mutter outside of the Migdash is Heter Gomer. Zakt the Mishnah, Machzir Ratiya B'Migdash Avlo B'Medina Im B'Tchila Kan V'Kan Asir. He could replace a bandage that was taken off in order to enable a kohen to do the Avodah in the Migdash, but not outside of the Migdash. Im B'Tchila Kan V'Kan Asir, putting a bandage on for the first time, even though it's only Asa Midrabanan to prevent a person from smearing ointment, is even usher in the Migdash because it doesn't aid in the Avodah in any way. Tanu Rabbanan, the Brais has a machlokas whether it's mutter to replace a bandage that had fallen off, since it's uncommon for bandages to just fall off. We pass on the Rabbi Yehuda that it's usher. The Gemara elaborates that there's a machlokas amurayim whether all would agree that if it falls on the ground it's usher to replace, that's Rav Chisda, or if the machlokas is specifically when it falls on the ground but everybody agrees if it falls on a pillow that it's mutter to replace, that's Rav Ashi. Zakt the Mishnah, kosher nima. It's mutter to tie a string on a musical instrument to fix it in the Mikdash, but not outside the Mikdash. Putting the strings in the instrument in the first place is even aser in the Mikdash. The Gemara asks that this is against the Braisa, which says that it's aser to repair the string with a knot, and it's only mutter if you repair it with a bow. So our Mishnah says mutter to repair it with a knot. The Gemara presents five potential answers, rejecting the first two, accepting the last three. First one, Harabban v'Harabi Lazar. Maybe the Mishnah which allows tying follows Rabbi Lazar, who allows melacha for machshiri mitzvah, preparations for a mitzvah, to be done on Shabbos, while the Braisa follows the Rabbanon, who don't allow melacha to be done for the sake of machshiri mitzvah. Second answer the Gemara suggests and also rejects is HaRabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks tying a bow is no different than tying a knot on Shabbos, and the Braisa follows the Rabbanon, who hold that it's mutter to tie a bow on Shabbos. The problem with both of these explanations is why would the Mishnah then then say that mitchila kan v'kanasa, that you're not allowed to do it initially on Shabbos. So the third answer is Harabi Shimon Harabanan. The Braisa follows Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Levim can only tie a bow on Shabbos when a harp string snaps, but they can only do a bow. But the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, who holds you can even do a Melacha D'Oraisa to repair a broken harp string by tying a knot. Fourth, kan be'emsa kan minatzad. The Mishnah is speaking about a string that snaps in the middle and therefore must be tied to produce a sound, while the Braisa is speaking about a string that snaps on the end. We're tying a bow, we'll fix it. And finally, Mar Savar Gazrinan, Umar Savar Lo Gazrinan. The Braisa follows Rabbi Shimon, who holds we make a gzeir against tying a regular knot even when the string snapped in the middle, lest we tie it even when it snaps at the end, while the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, who hold that we make no such gzeir.